This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got open phones today. Be taking your phone calls. I'm going to go to Mike in the next segment. Right now, we're going to go to Jacob, James, and others, then Daniel and Damian. We are talking about civil war, the government trying to start a civil war. We've asked the question on Twitter, can we stop the attempt to start a race war? Tweet us your questions at hashtag AJ Show. Watch live. I've got some of these comments coming up as well. Jake Phillip, or at Solid Snake, says, yes, we can, and we should do so. It's the people versus the elite, not the people versus the police. Richard Watkins J. says, won't be a race war, will be a class war, though. Yeah, but they're kicking it off racially. And then saying the police are where you should vent your class war anger. I mean, this is just pure Bolshevik-type garbage playbook. So that's some of the comments here. D. Hacker 110 says, I personally think it's too late to stop it from happening. People are still looking at the small things and not the big picture. Real Patriot News says, do you think it would be a good idea for communities to come together and spread the truth about the system and speak out? Absolutely. People tweeted at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. So that's what this comes down to. More of those comments coming up. Let's get a call in right now. Let's go to Jacob in Utah. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. This is Jacob Law. I'm a longtime listener and a multiple subscriber with your Prison Planet. And
thank you.
And, you know, I understand all your points in that, but you're missing the whole thing about this. This is about justice, Alex, and the system has been set up so there is no justice. I mean, when you have your own kid killed, then you can start evaluating a lot different than what I'm hearing you talk about.
No, I hear you, and God forbid that that ever happened. I see on the screen you say that your daughter was killed. Tell us about that.
My daughter was killed. She was unarmed, no warrant, no criminal record. She was gunned down by U.S. Marshals, shot in the back of the head. And that was January 9th in Salt Lake City. But it wasn't by the Salt Lake City police. It was by Federal Marshals JCAP, which is a criminal apprehension team or something.
Were they on a drug raid or something or a warrant service?
No. She was driving in her car. And unmarked cars come up, rammed her head on. Another cop come and ran up behind her and shot her in the back of the head before she could even know what was happening.
You know, I see these type of bizarre cases all the time. Now the FBI famously executed that guy in Florida when he was reportedly bound. Do you have any idea why they did this to her?
Well, Alex, I was not totally aware of everything that was going on after my daughter was killed, you know. God forbid that happens to anybody else. But if you want reality, when your kid gets killed, you got reality. And then you start seeing all the other things, especially here in Utah. I mean, Daniel Willard was killed on November 2nd in 2012 by West Valley Police. And it was ruled unjustified. So they
out by the Bundy Ranch, there was like a 15-year-old on a bicycle last year. And they just shot him off the bicycle. No weapon. I know. It's this instinctive training, video game, kill, kill, kill. And a lot of police departments are actually removing that training. It's like, well, we keep cops alive. Well, then you shoot some guy that pulls his cell phone out. I mean, it's getting where they're like fast-drawing villains or gunfighters. And there is a problem. I hear what you're saying. The globalists gave them the training, gave them the weapons, gave them the tanks. But I really want to hear from you when we come back. I want you to finish your story. Then I'm going to Mike in New York about what happened to your daughter. And were they serving a warrant? What happened? They rammed her car? I wonder about the cost. I see cops all the time will just ram your car even if you're not fleeing them.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Merry Christmas. It's Monday, the 22nd day of December 2014. Old Man Winter is here from the front lines.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil. Right and wrong.
Right and wrong.
New world order.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
And world government.
A new world order.
Is openly being announced by private megacorporations exempt from taxes that have diplomatic immunity, and all over the planet, the way they control nations is using sociologists to come in and play off religious, racial, ethnic differences against each other. The Romans did it. The British did it. It's the great game. And with my audience on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and on YouTube, you're hearing the majority of callers that have called in today. I'm going to try to move quick now and cycle through a bunch of them so we can get an accurate image here. hey, I don't want to go up and just kill random cops, but they killed my daughter, or they beat me up, or all they do is run checkpoints that are illegal. So you see, as the police become globalized, because they are already federalized, and the feds have been occupied and taken over under UNESCO treaty, our police follow UN rules. The average cop doesn't know that. As this immunization, as the UN calls it, takes place, you will see an us-against-them mentality and the system circling the wagons against the people so that the people aren't able to take over the system and restore the republic. So they are trying to cause a race war, civil war. Here are some of the headlines. I'm going right back to your calls. Police departments on alert after cop killings. In New York, tensions between police and Mayor de Blasio boil over after killings. Sharpton, our city is hurting from these vicious murders of two NYPD officers when he's been helping promote all this. Obama's propaganda pushed people to hate the police, Giuliani says. A widening rift between the New York mayor and the New York City police is savagely ripped open. Got another article here where a deputy FBI director retired has come out and said that the White House and Justice Department is trying to cause civil unrest. Killings of two New York City officers triggers backlash. Howard Saffer, anti-police rhetoric unlike anything I've seen in 45 years, and it's being pushed by the media. Now, does that mean that the police in many areas aren't out of control? I'm the expert on that. I've made four films, written books on it, predicted all of this. But there's a difference between being mad about what the general police are being turned into and randomly blaming individual police officers or their families. It's very simple. And they want to get us fighting with each other. So how do we navigate this is the question. And I'm hearing from listeners like Jacob, who I held over. He said federal marshals this January killed her, unarmed, shot her in the back of the head. If you give us her name, we can look it up and pull up the news article, sir. I know it's hard for you to probably talk about, but I do see the videos from choppers and dash cams where someone will be unarmed and a cop just shoots you. It's like the black teen who was handcuffed on the DART platform, and they pull the gun out, and he just shoots him in the back. And then they lied and said he beat up the cops, so they shot him, and then the video came out. So they did try to cover that up. Very creepy. And the police officer only got like 2 years in jail. And then they sent us subpoenas for people threatening the cop on my website on InfoWars on the comments. And they actually went and prosecuted multiple people around the country who were on my website. Folks, they were all over YouTube saying the same thing. Why was it my website? Because we had it on our servers, and it was a way to come snooping around here. So you know what? We have our comments now on Discus. For 2 years, they're not here. You can take your subpoenas over to Discus or whoever else. You have no reason to come around here. So I've lived through this. I've seen it. Serpico said that every other cop in the narcotics unit in New York was dealing drugs because they'd kill you if you didn't go along with it. So is the New York PD corrupt famously? But at the same time, we need to get Serpico back on. He's been on twice. I absolutely want Serpico on. John Bounds originally got him, and we were going to fly him down here and do a documentary, but the point is, I just want to get him on about this right now. Frank Serpico is a listener, so he shouldn't be hard to get on. We're going to go back to your phone calls right now, but for me, this is the big issue. Later in the hour, I'm going to get a North Korea threat and strikes on the U.S. amid hacking claims, AP, Saudi oil chief, no conspiracy behind oil prices, Fox investigation, CDC may be hiding Ebola cases. That was yesterday on Fox Sunday. That's all coming up, but right now let's go back to your phone calls. Jacob, tell the story about your daughter. What was the investigation? I mean, I don't know her name. I haven't seen your case, but I do see similar cases where these cops are so trigger happy, it's like taking somebody deer hunting for the first time, and they get buck fever, and they shoot a cow 400 yards away on somebody else's property. I mean, that is a routine occurrence, and I think you got a lot of people like that joining police forces. I mean, I'll be honest. Twice, and I like the Austin Police Department. On average, they're pretty nice people and follow the Constitution to a certain extent. But I've seen the Austin Police Cadets training at Deep Eddy Swimming Pool when I was doing laps there last year. And I saw them also doing push-ups at another park in some physical. And I'm not in shape, but I can swim 2 miles in 65 degrees, 70 degree water. Do it all the time. But I wouldn't call myself in shape. I'm 40 years old. I can do 400, 500 push-ups. A couple months ago, I did 500. Took an hour and a half to do them, but I did 500. My son wanted to see how many I could do. These cops could hardly do 20 push-ups, or they were cadets. And let me tell you, I don't know who these departments are trying to hire, and I guess they're saying, well, nobody wants to be a cop. And I think that's also a part of it. All over the country, they're hiring a lot of people. I'm not trying to be stereotypical here, but a lot of times it's, well, everybody knows who to be scared of with police. And in my experience, it's women. And I'm not saying there aren't good women police officers, but I think they feel outgunned and outmuscled, and so they get in your face real fast. And it's kind of a Napoleon complex. And maybe I got a Napoleon complex. I mean, I'm 5'11", never thought of myself as a little guy, but I do have a thing where, like, if some guy's a lot bigger than me, it's like a chihuahua wanting to fight a German shepherd. But you don't need people that have real problems out there abusing the public and then having the system cover its butt. Because as Einstein said, for every action, there is an opposite. I didn't even know we had video of them training. There is an opposite and equal reaction. So, if the police get militarized and start killing a bunch of people, some who deserve it, some who don't, people are going to start lashing out, and it's just, you're not going to win. The British Empire couldn't beat the American people. We couldn't beat the Vietnamese. We couldn't beat the Iraqis. The Patriot movement in America is probably, I'm going to skip this network break because then I'm going to calls, 30 times, 50 times stronger than the Iraqi fighters, just in numbers alone? The training? I mean, really? And they're training all of these cadets to just gear up and have this big war. And I guess you want to be soldiers, and I guess you want to fight the American people. Well, if that's what you want, that's what you're going to get. Jacob in Utah, finish the story about your dear daughter. I mean, give us some of the details.
Well, my daughter is my only child. So, you know, the reality of that has been, you know, you have your whole life, you build up that, bought houses, you know, everything. Who do you give it to? But, you know, there's been more grievous killings or murders than just my daughter. As I've become in touch with the whole community of people who have had their children killed across this country, Facebook's a great place to find it all. But, you know, in Utah, the police chief of Salt Lake City told me that I should sue the cops, not for any all their crimes and that, but for their tactics and level of force. And this is the problem, is the whole system is corrupt. I've been, for 23 months, I try to get my grandma report, my four-year request. And finally, I get them 1 month before I'm supposed to file a lawsuit. And, you know, and the whole thing, I mean, Daniel Willard was killed in West Valley. The DA ruled unjustified. Well, he charges the police officer, takes him to the thing, and the judge throws it out. Well, we caught the caught the cops lying about everything, and the DA tried to even appeal it with the attorney general in Utah, and he still wouldn't appeal it. And it's the system, it's the judges, the DAs, it's not only the cops. I mean, I hate to say there's no good cops, but in a way there isn't any good cops. There's
no, I understand, and we're showing the case of the unarmed woman. Was that your daughter or was it another?
Well, that was Daniel Willard, was not my daughter, but I know it's her family now.
Well, if you don't mind, tell us your name, and we'll look into your daughter's case.
Was her name. Kelly Simon.
Kelly Simon, and Why did they pull her over and shoot her in the back of the head?
They suspected she was involved in some armed robbery. But they had no proof. The whole thing is, it doesn't even matter what they suspect. They can shoot first and ask questions later. They don't have to have any reasons.
See the headline, Father Seeks Answers in Daughter's Fatal Shooting and Robbery Case. Scott Simons is not sure why police believe slain woman committed a series of robberies. And we'll click and see an image of your daughter there on screen. Over there on the right-hand side, guys, you can click on that image, and we can see his daughter. Well, I tell you, it's certainly scary. And we'll try to look into that. I just can't even imagine that. I personally know in my family, it was my Aunt Pat's deceased husband. She had one husband I was related to. The point is that my Aunt Pat's husband's daughter was schizophrenic. This is like 20 years ago, and was freaking out, unarmed, and they called the Houston police. Neighbors did, and they just came and shot her. And so the issue is, don't call the police unless it's a real emergency, because it can go really bad, especially now with the kill first, ask questions later mentality. I'm so sorry for your daughter, Jacob. God bless you. We're going to move quick now through calls. Let's talk to Mike in New York. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Good day, brother. How are you?
I'm all right. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Well, the topic of my conversation, I know you're leading to police, but, I think Rand Paul came closest to open the doors, open the light, when he said, even a fact I didn't know, I mean, this Gardner, what was he, the father of four or six, and he's out in the afternoon.
And he's out selling cigarettes, and they go, you don't have a permit. So that's why they'd arrested him over and over again. And they choke him to death in an illegal chokehold. They pin his arm under him so he can't put his arm back behind him, and they kill him. And that is a miscarriage of justice. But you don't then go shoot two cops in cold blood as a counter to that.
Absolutely. So
what do we do then? What do we do, though?
Well, you can try to fight it, but, it's becoming so frustrating. Today, I had an innuendo thrown at me through our federal Social Security program. I've been disabled for a little over a year, and they cut my benefits for another fact I just realized in the last few months, is that the money that they give you plus any other assets that you have. In other words, I'm a retired or disabled from the landscape business, so my trucks that I have. Well, they call one day, and they tell me, well, what do you have? Ask me. I said, well, I've got an old landscape truck, 1993, 22, 23 years old. How much is it worth? I said, I don't know. Okay, we're going to do you a favor. We'll list it as $1,200. Then, all of a sudden, between the money I have in my checking account that they gave me, I'm trying to pay my taxes, which they don't seem to understand that you can only pay it quarterly, and they tack on a valuation of my truck, which brings me over to, here's the fact, $2,000 limit on your assets, or else you're disqualified.
No, I hear you. What's happening is they're raising taxes and to the level of where the average person can't pay them, and people are going under the poverty line, and the government has created such massive debts that it's impossible to pay back. That's what we're talking about, the demographic cliff. Good to hear from you. Interesting points. James in Georgia, you're on the air. Can we stop the Civil War, or do you disagree that the Justice Department is not trying to start civil unrest?
My name's James. I'm a first-time caller, and I wanted to tell you about some incidents that I had down here in Columbus, Georgia. But before you go to the next caller, the only reason I'm really calling and getting involved with this is a lot to be more of a patriot, to fix problems. And I have some ideas that could be solutions maybe to help.
Sure. We're not screening your call. You're on air right now. Go ahead.
Right. I'll start out by just telling you of an incident with the police. A couple of years ago, I'd met a guy who's Mexican. He says he's an American citizen. His sister's in the Army, and she had moved here and at Fort Benning next door to here. And him and his son had moved over here with them, and he's a sort of do-it-all kind of guy. He knows fairly well, you know, pretty good English, but he never had an ID or anything. And, well, I live with my mother and my grandmother that are sick. So I'm having him over to do extra jobs around the house. And, you know, to help him make a little extra money and all. Well, one day I'm taking him home, and I stopped by the bank, and he'd been drinking. He started drinking, so I was going to take him home. And well, I stopped by the bank. I wanted to get out and get some money out of the ATM. When I get out, he takes off with my mother's car, and I'm standing at the bank. So that right next door is a Wendy's, and I call there was a dump truck dumping thing, and I went over there and used his cell phone and called the police. Well, the police came right away and drove me down to my house and took all the reports of what happened, him taking off from my car and all. And so they're like, okay, we'll see if what we can do to try to find your car and him and everything. Well, that was probably 11:30, 12 at night. Well, then we get a knock on the door about 3:30 in the morning, and it's the same officer. So he comes in and says, I need to do some more on the report that we found your car. Well, actually, he says they found the car with the guy. And he says that, well, this guy, I'm not going to name his name on air, but this guy says that he's my friend. And so the cop is arguing with me, well, you shouldn't press charges on your friend. And I said, I barely know this guy. He stole the car. Well, I want to press charges. And he refused to press charges on the
Well, you know
guy.
Why? That's because the guy's illegal, and the police have been told by the judges who run everything that you are just not to charge them. They're basically above the law. They even let serial killers out who've, you know, killed over and over again. Arsonists, you name it. So, long story short, how did it end?
Well, right after that, he's going over and he's saying, well, he says this. And I said, well, that's not true. And he said, he kept saying, well, I'm getting conflicting stories. So I said, are you calling me a liar? And that was all it took. He jumped up, get on the floor, get on right in front of my mother in our kitchen while I'm in my boxers, in my underwear. And I'm disabled, and I stand up immediately, and I'm not able to just jump on the floor, so I put my hands on the table. Get on the floor, get on the floor. I estimated 26 times he tased me. All right, he tased me in the head, in the face, multiple times in the chest, kidneys. He fell down trying to do this, tasing me in the ankles.
I know. Well, I mean, what happens is it's all about you must follow my order. Absolutely, I'm God. And the minute you don't, you've committed this huge crime. Don't even talk to me. I appreciate your call. That's why people are really upset with the police. And tasers, admittedly, have killed so many people from heart attacks. A couple years ago, they massively boosted the power of tasers, saying they weren't powerful enough. And you hit somebody in the chest, I mean, you can kill them. They're even killing young people with them. So it's not non-lethal, it's less lethal. And for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that's what the New World Order are masters of, is playing all of this. Using a taser on an 8-year-old, mom sues police city, CNN. It's just nuts. Let's go ahead and talk to Damien in Arizona. You're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the concept of government police in the first place. I think people are confused because 99% of this country is already secure. Any security concerns are already secured by individuals and private entities.
That's right. Private citizens with their guns are the answer.
And also, there's a lot of constitutional issues on this. Cops are unconstitutional, period, local and federal. There is no such thing. As is, they're already a standing army because they wear the same BDU, they have the same rules of engagement, they have the same command hierarchy. So this whole binary of...
And now the police are being put on the same FEMA radio system with the same codes. I mean, cities are allowed to hire their own police. Your sheriffs, you know, are elected by the citizens. But you're right that the way the police stand now, the way they stand their, quote, forces up or their troops up, they are, in their own words, a paramilitary domestic force.
There is no amount of training that you're going to do to fix it. They're already part of the system. You say, you know, people against the system. Well, cops are part of the system. They are.
Well, let me ask you this, then. We're going to go to break, and I want you to answer this, Damien, when we come back. sure there's a problem. I've been talking about it for 20 years. How, then, is MSNBC, CNN, and Al Sharpton promoting demonizing the police when the system is the group that actually turned them into this? So, see, how do you then navigate the fact that they want us fighting with them instead of reforming it? See, the very feds that are causing this are posing as the saviors.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you're hearing it from our listeners, or the listeners that are able to call in. They've got a lot of horror stories from the police, but they still want to try to work it out and fix things. I personally have had pretty much nothing but good experiences with the Austin police, except for one time when they tried to violate my First Amendment. This is like 8-9 years ago when I was protesting Governor Perry. They were getting riot police ready. We were peacefully protesting. They'd already lost a whole bunch of lawsuits. And I kind of blew up at them. The video's online. They were very restrained, but it didn't. I mean, I got mad. They're like saying, "No, you have no First Amendment." And I just was yelling at this cop because he had come over. The Statesman was doing an article. San Antonio newspaper was doing an article, following me around. So there were two reporters there, and the cop came over, and he said, "Yeah, you can protest." And they came over like an hour later and said, "I never said you can protest," right in front of the newspaper, even though they had heard him and written it down. And I just blew up. I said, "Man, you are a liar." And I think that's what makes people more mad than anything, is the lying. And the fact that so many departments train police how to lie on the stand, that's come out. But I just like the fact that I've been attacked by groups of rednecks. I don't look at somebody wearing a cowboy hat and think they're going to attack me. Or I've been attacked by black folks who are racist. I don't look at black people and say, "Oh, they're black, so they're going to attack me." I don't look at cops and think, because I've been around bad cops, they're all bad. I'm trying to change the culture. I'm trying to wake them up. I'm trying to actually reach out and have serious discussions that have an effect instead of just causing more division. The globalists have set up their police state. They've militarized them. Now they want us to have a war with each other. You could say at some levels, "Hey, you guys are all dressed up ready for war. Okay, you're going to get one." But that plays into the George Soros' hands. The Democratic Party is financing these rabble-rousers and provocateurs and destabilizers and then making them heroes on the news when they demonize legitimate demonstrations and free speech. I mean, this is a very clear program that's taking place. There's not a doubt in my mind that I'm right about this. So I'm asking listeners, do you think I'm right? Do you think I'm wrong? We could have your bad cop stories all day, and that's fine. I could play videos every day of police doing absolutely horrible things and covering it up. I could also play video every day of police doing heroic good things and doing the right thing. We try to have a balance of it all, because here's the deal. I don't want to just play in to the paradigm. There's another reason dinosaur media has jumped on the hate the police bandwagon. That's because their ratings are flagging. And they know it's popular to bash the police. Just mindlessly. But what police are you talking about? The feds? Who are the minders over the local police in their minds? When the feds get away with executing people in cold blood, when they're handcuffed and don't get in trouble, burning down the Waco Branch Davidians, killing the kids, and I don't want to just sit here and out of hand demonize the FBI either, because that plays into this whole mentality of, well, we're being attacked, so we might as well just circle the ranks and do whatever the brass says, when the brass are the bad guys. Doesn't mean all the brass are bad guys, but when you get into the feds, I mean, the attorney general is super evil and has been caught in multiple false flags and persecuting gun owners, veterans, and Christians with the IRS and hadn't gotten trouble. When Joe Stack flew his airplane into the IRS building and killed two IRS employees, even though the IRS is unconstitutional, abuses people, it's extrajudicial, I don't wish them any harm physically. But my goodness, the IRS director, all of them came for the press conference to grandstand and look like victims. Aren't they really the people that run the criminal show? But not even them. Above them. I mean, do you know it's the private Federal Reserve that gets all that money? See, I want to repeal the Federal Reserve, and we're very close to it. And I want to win the war intellectually. And we are starting to win. That's why they're going to start a race war. And a war with the police, so they can say, "Oh, we can't allow demonstrations anymore. Look what it did in 2015, 2014. Oh, we can't allow." I mean, the media already tries every day, multiple times a week, to tie Alex Jones and InfoWars.com to violence when we're the opposite. The liberty movement's being demonized right now. by Time Magazine, saying right-wing militias are the real threat to cops. Daily Caller. The secret world of extremist militias. Then you go into these reports, guess who's in them? Yours truly. And they teach police across the country that Alex Jones basically wants you dead so that they can try to shut us down later, just like they blamed Oklahoma City on Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh had nothing to do with Oklahoma City, ladies and gentlemen. Talk radio and free speech had nothing to do with it. And that was a federal operation, just like Fast and Furious. Oh, how far we've come. You talk about this stuff 10 years ago, like Billy Corgan said around the dinner table. People would laugh at you if you talked about the New World Order and conspiracy. If you told them the Federal Reserve was private, they'd laugh at you. Now people don't laugh. They might not want to hear about it and say there's nothing we can do about it, but they know it's real. The globalists are losing the info war every month. We can keep them from not kicking off a civil war or a big, fat, juicy, false flag to blame on us. They're capable of anything. I want to get into North Korea threatening to blow up the White House, tied right into the movies. Notice how what North Korea says dovetails with Hollywood, because both our authoritarian regime needs an outside threat to take freedom, and North Korea and Kim Jong-un, he likes Dennis Rodman coming to visit him. Do you think he likes movies being made about him? It's well known that this is propping North Korea up, and they love it. North Korea couldn't hack their way out of a 2 + 2 = 4 equation. They didn't attack. They didn't steal that info. And there's evidence to that now emerging. And they've denied it. But shot their mouths off more about how they'll blow up the whole U.S. It's not North Korea that disappeared nuke warheads out of Dyess Air Force Base last year. All right, Damien, go ahead and finish your point that you were getting into. Go ahead.
I'd like to reply directly reply to your media narrative, the leftist media narrative. Actually, to me, that's sort of the same thing as blaming the gun instead of the shooter. There are only two types of people where psyops works most effectively. One is academically smart, and two is really dumb. Because academically smart, they understand they operate on a system. So if they believe the system, they think it works on behalf of them. So if they re-articulate it back, they think it's actually working on behalf of them. Stupid, obviously, you get confused. So the whole thing about... this is the same thing as inciting a riot. I mean, the only person guilty is the person enacting it. However the thoughts come into his head and, whatever the nature of his mind was before he got all this, media echo chamber, that's the side of the issue. So this whole notion of, 20 years you've been articulating very eloquently how the system, the police state, the Federal Reserve, all these larger constructs are responsible. Well, the state is a fiction without, its actors. And the commissars. And who are the enforcer class? It is the enforcer class. There's a reason why Will Grigg, who used to be with John Birch Society, left John Birch Society because of their constant stance on, their police, function fundraiser. I'm like, are you kidding me? You guys are raising money for the enforcer class. The politicians, the corporatists have no power without the enforcer class. So it's time to repeal the government, the notion of government police, not just repeal the Fed. You need to repeal that notion permanently. You can't fix an occupation that perpetually, attracts the most psychotic of a society. There's like 10% that are always going to be psychopathic. And that's who it attracts for a reason, because they can literally...
Well, it is a historical fact that the uniform attracts psychopaths, control freaks. It also attracts good people. A good 5-10% of police, I think, is a conservative number, are deranged masochists who are on power trips. And those are the type that end up in many departments rising up to the ranks. Now, smart cities, smart counties want good, stable prosperity and won't put up with that. And so, I think it varies department to department. All I'm saying is, how do you deal with the paradox that we get a lot of great information from local police departments, a lot of great information, the military? Because they're the ones in there doing it. They know how real this is a lot more than even I do. And so it's like a paradox. It's our problem, but it's also part of the solution. I know we've got a big, giant imperial military. that they're trying to use against us. But shouldn't we then reach out to them and educate them about the larger plan instead of just saying they're the enemy? I mean, how do you navigate that? Because as Ron Paul said, it would take decades to wean us off of this and reform this. I'm saying we've come to the point now where they want to go ahead and start a civil war. So I get your larger point. I think you're absolutely right. But how do we get from here to there when the system isn't even looking at that? It's going to start a civil war. I'm just trying to stop that.
Well, Alice, you know, I always say, you know, if you're not doing anything now, you're not going to do it when, you know, crap hits the fan. Well, the same cops, they're the same. I mean, they're not doing anything about it now. So what makes you think they're going to suddenly change? We're history's at an entropy point. You know, we're at that precipice. If they haven't done anything up to now, they certainly aren't going to do anything when it happens. And by then, they'll just be, you know, too busy taking care of their own. So we're on the same boat. The system's failing. They're just part of, they're like the last phase of an existing system that's going to go away. So I don't see the point in fixing them or reforming them. I mean, they're all listening to you because they already realize something's up anyway. So I don't see the point of reforming. They've been tuning into you anyway, you know, and these are the same guys giving you the information, and you've been talking the exact same way anyway. So I don't, there's no point in reforming them. They need to come to our side, and they're gonna, it's going to happen anyway because history's on that trajectory.
An amazing call, Damien. Wow, he really let it out, didn't he? The system is designed to fail. And they plan to end the crisis, bring in a total police state. I'm trying to stop the vicious crash landing. I want a controlled, sustainable, survivable landing. There have been so many revolutions of ideas that have succeeded and been nonviolent. But they're not called revolutions. They're called renaissance. And so I want a renaissance, not a revolution. And I think if we get past the dumbed down, you're either 100% for the cops and always back them or kill them. And that's what it's turned into. You either are for killing the police and burning down the police station, or you are for backing them no matter what they do. How about we back a constitutional role? How about we promote a culture of liberty? How about we explain the larger New World Order plan to get us at each other's throats and short-circuit it? Then we could try to fix things. But yes, they've signed us on to 1,000 of the 2,000 quadrillion, or a little more than half of it. It's not our debt. It's not sustainable. We're going down. Every major economist says it's inevitable. But the question is, how will it unfold? How will the house of cards fall? So I just don't have any macho desire for this to turn into a big nasty mess, because I don't plan to try to run off to Switzerland and sit it out. But maybe I should, like Frank Serpico, just go, man, you people just kill each other. I'm out of here, man. It's so stupid. And it's a plan, and they've got us marching towards each other. And then the media has me at the head of it in some plan to kill the police. Imagine that. Why do they want to shut me up and demonize me? Because I've got their number. I know the plan. You think the establishment likes the fact I'm up here laying out their plan every day? Very accurately? I'm not on a power trip knowing all this stuff. I wish everybody else knew it. I wish we could beat this right now. I'm going to go to break and come back with Daniel. And then Jan, Tom, Alex, and others right into the next hour. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Daniel, Jan, Tom, and Alex in these next two little segments. At 8 after, I will get into North Korea. Saudi oil chief, no conspiracy behind oil prices. That's ridiculous. Fox investigation, CDC may be hiding Ebola cases. Gun control advocate urges kids to inform on their parents. I'll cover all of that coming up after calls, and then continue calls in the next hour. And then Dr. Steve Pachinik just pops in for a couple segments because he grew up in Cuba. Then was in Russia, I guess. Very interesting history with that guy. And I guess he's going to give us his take on Cuba and moves to unilaterally start normalizing relations, and his take on Fidel Castro and so much more. He'll pop in the last 30 minutes today. Briefly, we have sold more than half of the limited edition 500 Molon Labe coins. They are minted right here in America. They're the highest grade stamping. They come in a collector's case, and you get a 1776 lapel pin with it. These cost us, because of the quality and the grade and the packaging, like $49 a piece. And then we mark them up. You help support the broadcast getting them. This is just something to support the InfoWar and to hand down to friends and family. It says made in 1776, InfoWars.com on the back. Molon Labe on the front. You can see Leanne McAdoo there holding it. InfoWarsStore.com or madein1776.com or 888-253-3139. We also have, for half the price of the coin, the bronze and bronze nickeled Molon Labe 50 cal belt buckles, and more than half of those have sold out. If you want to get them, we also have the M16 Molon Labe that I think is my favorite. But it's a great conversation piece. It's a great gift. They're made in America, and they're available at madein1776.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And it's not too late to get that late Christmas shopping done. $5.95 a monthly membership, or you get about half off getting a yearly membership. 12 cents a person, because 20 people can use each membership. That's an easy way to just give people e-gifts. Hey, here's your membership to a subscription film news site. It's underground, InfoWars.com, InfoWarsNews.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We'll be right back.
racial division, of attacking the police by the very establishment media that has supported the police warping and mutating in many cases into what they are today. And it's a kind of night of the long knives. After Hitler took power, he purged the paramilitary police force, the SA, that had brought him to power. Killed tens of thousands of them in one night. And their leader, Ernst Röhm, Hitler's boyfriend. And that's where the police and military are going if they go along with this treason. History is very, very clear. Daniel in Texas, can we stop the Civil War? No one's really answered my question on that front other than the last caller, Damien. He gave a very eloquent breakdown of that. Everybody just has stories about the police and how horrible they are. We don't screen your calls. We're just taking them as they come. This is what the public thinks. And it just shocked me that when the cops got shot, people were standing around going, yay, yay. Even if you hated the police, you shouldn't support that. And it shows kind of a soft disconnection to reality. Even if you hated someone, you wouldn't be celebrating them dying. It's bad luck. I'm here to tell you. The cops get run over in Denver. People cheer it. So, I mean, even if the police are demons in New York, which I don't think you can say that across the board, you've now turned into that as well. I mean, it's just, it's sick to see us being played off against each other. That's all I'm saying. This is not how we build civilizations. Daniel in Texas, go ahead. What's your take on all this?
Oh, Alex, long-time listener, first-time caller, thank you so much for all you do. And, you know, my heart hurts for this country. It's a spiritual and physical hurt. You know, when I read about that news on Saturday, I mean, it made me want to cry. And just like you said, in no way, form, or fashion should those cops' death be celebrated by anybody in this country. We've got a huge moral and spiritual battle going on in this country. You keep on asking what it's going to take. And, you know, I kind of like the approach to the civil rights movement. I think it's what it's going to have to take, a massive media campaign, broadcast meetings. We've got to get this police state situation taken care of. You know, the old man being slammed to the ground the other day by the young police officer. There's no way in the world anybody can justify that unless that man brandished a weapon. I don't get what it's going to take. I mean, why do people like me and you and your listeners care so much and others don't, Alex? Why is that?
It's because they're watching television all day and just partying, and even if it happens to them, their neighbor doesn't care. They don't care about their neighbor. We're such a self-centered country that it has allowed corruption to grow.
Well, you know, I will tell you this, Alex. I recently, 5 years ago, became a musician. And it wasn't until I got into music that my mind started to open and I started realizing. I really enjoy your Billy Corgan interviews. They're awesome. I love that guy. And the spiritual aspect of music, I say this all the time, be it good or bad, far outweighs its entertainment value. And then that's what it took for me. And I don't know what it's going to take for my neighbors. I mean, I've taken your advice and started my own show with, you know, on my online show and try to get my friends. And a lot of it's you're constantly bullied for caring. And I don't get that part about it. Why nobody wants to question anything.
It's because they're raised in front of television sets, the proto-matrix, and they're spectators. They don't know how to stand up. They think it's work. They don't get that it's like breathing. It's life. Third hour coming up. Great caller. Stay with us. Jan, Jerry, Alex, Cindy, you're up next.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nixon iodine and your super meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nixon iodine, or DNA Force, super male vitality, super female vitality, lung cleanse, fluoride shield, oxy powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true.
just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.